104.5 WOKV, covering St. John's County.
Within the last week, two children were hurt in crashes, and St. John's County leaders, as early as this morning, may begin the discussion at developing a rule that would limit speeds on e-bikes. Action News Jack's Finn Carlin joins us live to break down the proposed changes, and as county leaders are set to meet this morning, it's not on the agenda, Finn, but it may be added, we understand?
Yeah, Rich, so it's not on the agenda, as you mentioned, but we did get a copy of this new rule that St. John's County commissioners helped to write up alongside the St. John's County Sheriff's Office. And because these two crashes happened last week, the first one being last Monday when we reported the 12-year-old Parker Anderson was involved in an e-bike crash outside the Julington Creek neighborhood on the sidewalk. He had to be flown to the hospital. And then on Thursday, there was another e-bike crash involving another middle school student. That's what the St. John's County Sheriff's Office told us. And that happened on the exact same sidewalk, pretty much, right outside that Julington Creek neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Because those two crashes happened last week, it would not be a shock if St. John's County commissioners did decide to add this new possible rule to the agenda for this morning. We're still trying to learn whether that's going to happen, and we're actually going to be heading to that meeting when it starts at around 9 o'clock this morning. They do have a busy agenda today, but it could end up being added to that agenda at some point. If that happens, we'll, of course, be letting everybody know.
I would assume that speed is part of the proposed ordinance. What else does it cover?
Yeah, absolutely. So like you mentioned, speed is really the big thing here in this ordinance. It's not super long right now. And, you know, these kinds of ordinances can always be amended depending on what county commissioners end up deciding to talk about amongst themselves, maybe concerns from people that decide to talk during public comments. This is really just a draft right now. And it's just in the discussion phase. A lot needs to happen before it ends up going for a final vote. So right now, that speed factor, that's the main thing that we would see changed here. And that would be only allowing e-bikes to go up to 10 miles per hour. And Rich, that is a significant change because right now Florida law only allows e-bikes to go up to 28 miles per hour and only allows certain kinds of e-bikes to be ridden in general. Now, they can be ridden on the roads, on the street, on the sidewalk, even on the highway. But right now, they can only be ridden up to 28 miles per hour by law. And local e-bike shop, or not e-bike shop, but local bike shop owners, excuse me, have told us, you know, over the last week as we've talked to them about, you know, ways that people can stay safe riding these e-bikes, that they do see e-bike crashes happen quite frequently. And sometimes they see e-bikes come in that the Florida law does not recognize as being allowed to be ridden on the sidewalk, on the road, et cetera. And those e-bikes, generally speaking, what they've told us, can go faster than that 28 mile per hour limit. So they've been concerned about the speed, and clearly so is the county, because the speed factor is the main thing that they're trying to consider changing here.
Finn, do we know if there, and this is going to sound like a stupid question, but do we know if in the ordinance itself there's a definition of what constitutes an e-bike? Because in doing research on e-bikes, I'm finding things like you can add something to a regular bike to make it be electronic. To make it electronic and function more like an electronic bike, even though it's just, you know, your standard regular bike.
Yeah, and, you know, that is a good question to bring up because with these e-bikes, you know, they can range in terms of the amount of watts that the motor can maintain, right? So actually, as you were asking me that question, I went ahead and pulled up our copy of this new potential e-bike ordinance that the St. John's County Commissioners could decide to pass. And I do want to read some of it off for you in terms of the definition. So it says that an electric bicycle means a bicycle or tricycle equipped with operable pedals, a seat or saddle for the rider, and an electric motor of less than 750 watts, meaning the specifications of any of the three classes in state law, essentially. So state law breaks down certain kinds of e-bikes that are allowed on the roads, depending on, you know, the amount of watts that that motor can maintain. And that all translates to speed, right? So this 750 watt number, that in terms of what we've seen in Florida law, that allows that 28 mile per hour threshold. But here within this St. John's County ordinance, it says that it will be unlawful if it is passed for anyone to operate any of these e-bikes, also e-scooters, if that's just something to keep note of there, and other electric motorized devices like mopeds and et cetera, at a speed of more than 10 miles per hour. So it even covers more than just e-bikes, but These recent e-bike crashes undoubtedly are a big part of the reason why this rule was drafted in the first place.
And among the many questions that will need to be answered will be the law enforcement enforcement of it, which likely would be coming during discussion, possibly as early as this morning. And I know you'll follow up with us on that part of the story. Action News Jax's Finn Carlin live as the St. Johns County Board of County Commissioners set to meet for their monthly meeting a little bit later this morning. Finn, thanks.